With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Investigators are learning more about the moments leading up to the catastrophic crash that brought down Baltimore's Key Bridge. One of the span's support piers was rammed by a huge container ship that lost propulsion. The National Transportation Safety Board's Marcel Muse says the ship's voice data recorder tells the story of what happened in the early morning hours.
Around 0129, the ship's speed over ground was recorded at just under 7 knots, or 8 miles per hour. From this moment until approximately 1:29 and 33 seconds, the VDR audio recorder sounds consistent with the collision of the bridge.
The bodies of two of the six missing construction workers on the bridge when it gave way have been recovered from the Patapsco River and were found in a submerged pickup truck. Four people are dead, five others injured by a man who went on a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, yesterday afternoon.
We have a suspect in custody who is being interviewed at this time. We don't believe there's any other suspects that are on the run or at large at this particular time.
Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd says the suspect is 22 years old. So far, the motive is not clear. Also at SRNNews.com, while President Biden attends a big money fundraiser today in New York, former President Trump will attend the wake of fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller, who was fatally shot during a traffic stop on Monday. The Trump campaign says Mr. Trump was moved by the invitation to the wake. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman has died, Al Gore's running mate back in 2000. 8 years later, he came close to joining the GOP ticket as John McCain's running mate. Joe Lieberman was 82 years old. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are now 6 points higher. This is SRN News. Texas takes on the pornography industry.
The state has filed lawsuits against Multimedia LLC and Hammy Media, accusing them of violating a statute that requires that all porn sites operating in Texas verify that their users are at least 18 years old. State Attorney General Ken Paxton says, quote, "In Texas, companies cannot get away with showing porn to children. If they don't want to comply, they should leave." Pornhub did just that when faced with a similar lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups in Croatia are urging the government to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that draw thousands. Abortion is legal and generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the procedure. That has resulted in many women traveling to neighboring Slovenia, where abortion laws are more liberal. The percentage of doctors and other medical personnel refusing to perform abortions has reached 100% in some Croatian hospitals. Former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried facing possible decades in prison when he's sentenced today.
The 32-year-old was convicted in November of illegally using money from FTX, once one of the world's most popular platforms for trading digital currency. FTX collapsed in 2022, and prosecutors are recommending 40 to 50 years behind bars. Bankman-Fried's attorneys, friends, and family are asking for leniency, saying he's unlikely to reoffend, and that FTX's investors have largely recovered their funds. That claim is being disputed by bankruptcy lawyers, FTX, and its creditors. I'm Donna Warder.
The federal government will provide a $1.5 billion loan to restart a nuclear power plant in southwestern Michigan. Officials say it would be the first nuclear plant to be reopened in the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.